obviously now coming up to the busiest point of the entire season as well, you need every member of your squad to be fitting up for this, don't you?
Yeah, of course. It's the plan for, you know, I'm sure every squad, you know, is to have everyone fit and available. It's a difficult thing to achieve throughout a season, but I think we've done pretty well up to this point. And yeah, ready to go. And I think our attitude all season has been looking forward, you know, trying to move forward as a group. And I think the way the lads, we've tried to be competitive in every single game. I think, you know, one thing for sure that everyone's seen, you know, these boys are giving 100% to the cause, you know, and I think that's why they deserve the backing our fans are giving them. That's why they deserve the support and dedication from my staff and myself. And as I said, you know, our attitude all season has been about looking forward and trying to move everyone forward and keep on that path, you know. And yeah, it's no different now into this period from what it was at the start. You know, we keep that same focus.
And more often than not, when there's been a setback, the team have reacted really well. And this is a difficult pair of away games against sides who've played well at home.
Yeah, they're all difficult games, but we had a difficult couple of away games the previous week. We managed to do well out of that, so we know we can do it. As I said, we're just focused on being as competitive as possible, you know, and going to these two games, compete as hard as we can. As I said, you know, the reason why we're getting the backing of our fans is because they can see that the lads are giving 100%. They're giving everything for that shirt, so we think that stands us in good stead, along with the work that we're doing. We're trying to do it in a smart way, trying to do it in a way where everyone knows what they're doing, everyone has some clarity with it, and then it's about just trying to get that performance in each and every game, and that's what we're fighting for. So yeah, it won't be any different in these two games.
Blackburn tend to be a footballing side. They've been able to evolve under Tony Mowbray with his style of play, and they're happy in possession, which may not be a bad thing from your point of view.
No, they're a very good side, you know, and they're confident. They had a good promotion, and they've got good players, you know. So yeah, and they've got a really good record at home. So we know how difficult it is, but each and every game's been difficult. You know, there's all its own problems. What we've tried to do is compete as hard as possible, and we try to put our football on the pitch and try and, you know, impose ourselves as, you know, on the oppositions and how we want to do it. So it'd be no different in these two games. We know how difficult it's going to be. But we've got a good travelling support going to the game, and they'd be right behind us. These players, again, will give 100%, and I think we're just looking forward to it. You know, we've tried to, you know, have the week's trainings and all those things, everything geared and focused on what's coming ahead of us, like I said, moving forward and looking forward to it, you know, try and embrace it. And if there's setbacks along the way, try and respond. We've done that already, so we've proved that we can do that. It's a chance to go and prove that again.
They've got a sort of player who seems to have been a dying breed in recent years, in Bradley Dack, a midfielder who knows when to time a run into the box and scores a lot of goals. That sort of player that we saw with John Walk in the 80s. There aren't many of them around these days.
No, look, he's him and Danny Graham are a real potent partnership, like Juki and Shea. You know, they're very close. If you're into stats and all those sort of things, you know, they're very close pairings, the two of them. But, you know, here it's all about the team and how we perform and how we do our roles within the team that allows all of that. So as I said, you know, we've got a very committed group, very hard working group. We've had another hard week on the training ground to get ready for this game and go into what's going to be a really hectic period. So we're looking forward to it. That's all I can say, really. You know, nothing's changed in our approach, but we want to show a response from last week, and then we've proved we can do it before. We need to go and prove it again.
Shea last week was unlucky. He went down in the box on several occasions. Certainly one of them definitely looked like a penalty. Does he have to decide differently? Does he have to stay on his feet a little bit more? It's a difficult judgment to make for a player, whether they're going to get a reputation or whether actually he had no choice other than to go down in those occasions.
I don't think there's any discussion about our team. We've got a very honest team. You know, I don't think we can label our team on anything apart from that. You know, we're competitive. We've got a really honest group of players here, fully committed. They don't have to change a single thing. As I said, you know, that's done. That's done and dusted now. We're not even thinking about that. Everything that's out of our control, decisions and these type of things, that's out of our control. You know, that's not for us to worry about. You know, it's for other people to have a think about that. But what we have is a very committed and honest group here, so there's no problems whatsoever with any type of thing like that. What they have to do is continue doing what they're doing, fight for themselves to improve themselves, you know, on a daily basis, and go there as a team, as we've been trying to do in every single game. So that's all that we're focused on.
Finally from me, on the injury front, obviously Hott has been close for a while. How close is he? And Michael Morrison going off last week, what news on him?
Yeah, so Jots has been back in training all week, so that's good. A real positive week with him. And yeah, we've got another trainings tomorrow, but yeah, I'm very confident that he'll be available for the weekend. So that's good. I know last weekend he did the trainings, but just on that Friday's training, obviously having a good chat with him, looking at him throughout the week, sitting down with him, just felt it was maybe just a little bit too soon, but he's had a really positive week training this week. Haven't seen any reaction to it, so with that bearing in mind, barring anything that may happen in tomorrow's training, which shouldn't really happen, but he'll be available for the weekend. And in terms of Michael, yeah, unfortunate for him, you know, just a hamstring injury. It's not as serious as we first thought. With hamstring injuries, you never quite know the normal timelines, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes even longer with hamstrings, but with Michael, we think it's going to be a little bit quicker. It can be anywhere from 10 days to maybe 3 weeks. So we'll see. Again, that'll be dictated by how he reacts each day. But anywhere between 10 days and 3 weeks should be about the right for Michael and the injury that he has.